And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, a little bit later on, we're going to talk with Brandon Sokol at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. We'll also hear a short interview with Representative Tracy Mann, who was in Manhattan yesterday, talking to some constituents at a town hall at Potter Hall. But we start, as we typically do here on the final day of the month, we're talking outdoors with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And today, pinch hitting for Ben Jedlicka, we have Travis Schulte. He is the game warden, canine officer, or game warden two, and canine officer over in Pottawatomie County. Travis, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be on this today.
Absolutely. Well, Travis, before we get going, I'll just kind of introduce you here a little bit to our listeners so we can kind of get better acquainted. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and how long you've been working for the department.
Yeah, I went to college there. I got my degree actually in K-State, so I'm a fellow Wildcat. Spent a lot of time there in Manhattan. After K-State, I went out and I worked at Lovewell Reservoir out in north central Kansas for a couple of years before I actually transferred over here to Pottawatomie County in October 2014. So I've been here since then, been the game warden here. I had part of Riley County actually when I first started for a couple of years there, and then they redistricted us, and Ben went ahead and took over the full county, and I got, you know, the luxury of just having Pottawatomie County and not having to cover anywhere else primarily. But reservoir officer for quite a few years, spent a lot of time on Tuttle, and then back in 2018, I was able to become a canine officer in our division. So I've had my canine partner, River. He's a lab. I've had him since, actually got him in December 2017, and had him since then. So it's an awesome gig. I love the job. And having this dog, having a partner like that every day, just makes it even better.
I'm sure it does. Yeah, it'd be kind of neat to go to work every day with it and have a partner like a canine to go with you. But I bet that's a lot of fun.
It is. It makes every day different, that's for sure. Our job's kind of a solo world. There's very few of us out there. We don't typically work together with partners because we are so spread out. We've got game wardens in part of the state where their nearest game warden might be 2.5 hours from them, depending on where they live. So it's not exactly ideal just to work together every day. So it's pretty cool having a partner like that now.
All right. Well, reason we typically have Ben here on at the last of the month is to kind of get a preview of what's coming up the next month. And we go into September tomorrow and right into Labor Day weekend. And I think it's always a good reminder every time we go around these holiday weekends to just remind people about safety, especially if you're out boating this weekend, going to a lake. I know a lot of folks probably be coming up to Tuttle or Pottawatomie County for the other lakes and such. But that's always a consistent message here, safety on the waters.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to hear that that's something that you guys push consistently, because that's really our primary goal as you know, game wardens while we're out there is to ensure the safety of the public, whether that's people involved or people that are around people that are involved in these activities. So whether the lakes, you know, we've obviously, like you said, Pottawatomie County, we've got multiple state lakes in the county, and then Tuttle Creek Reservoir, or our workhorse of water in the area, and then the Kansas River too. That thing's really, really gotten popular over the last few years. Kayaks and canoes on, you know, river pond down there below the lake, on Pottawatomie State Lake too, and the Kansas River has probably, you know, multiplied exponentially over the last couple of years. And the biggest thing with that is absolutely life jackets. Those life-saving devices, I mean, they simply are that. You know, every day we go by where we don't have a critical incident or emergency incident responding to a water emergency is a win for us. Just this last Saturday, teaching Hunter Ed, we had a 911 call to a sailboat that had capsized on Tuttle Creek Reservoir with two people in the water. It was 25 to 35 mile an hour winds. Didn't know what we were going to find, hoping that we'd find them, you know, above water and safe. Luckily, they had their life jackets on. So myself, park manager Levi Ganbine, and Manhattan Fire Rescue all responded in vessels, and you know, they were actually able to self-rescue themselves back onto the vessel right before we got there. But if they wouldn't have their life jackets on, that probably, it very well could have been a different scenario. So I'm very glad they had that. So life jackets are definitely number one. You know, we do just remind folks that 12 and under need to wear them at all times when they're either on the vessel or being towed by the vessel. And then anybody 13 and older also has to have one of proper size and proper fit on the vessel. They don't have to necessarily be wearing it, however it's encouraged, but it does need to be on the vessel and out and readily accessible. So there is a few other things, you know, obviously with boats and stuff, but, you know, our primary focus is those life-saving devices. Please make sure you have those with you and are wearing them if you need to.
All right. Yeah, good advice as always. And, you know, it doesn't take much. Kansas, we get windy quite a bit. You know, the weather can change on a dime, it almost seems like. And so I imagine it wouldn't take much to capsize some of the smaller vessels on the lakes.
No, our kayaks, you know, especially, unfortunately, we've seen some kayaks that have been launched on some very windy days out on Tuttle Creek. And again, luckily, most of the times, everybody's been not only having their life jacket with them, but actually wearing it. So a couple other things I encourage boaters to bring with them that aren't necessarily required by law, but they may help you out. You know, an anchor and a paddle. Both of those items, you know, there's no legality to have to carry any of those while you're out on the water. But just reminding people, as far as, you know, having breakdowns, maybe a paddle might get you to a spot or a location where you may be safe. Maybe even able to get you into a dock or a boat ramp, depending on the size of your vessel. But then an anchor as well with high winds. You know, you have a boat that breaks down, a motor that quits, whatever, you can't move, and the wind's pushing you into shore. Having that anchor to be able to anchor yourself in a spot out of the water without being blown up. And, you know, Tuttle's obviously an extremely rocky, rough, banked lake. So you get pushed into a bank there, you're going to damage your vessel pretty severely, and nobody wants that. You know, they spend a lot of money on these things. So, and plus then, you know, you could yourself be in some danger. So those are two things that I recommend to a lot of boaters when I'm out and about checking people, talking to people, helping people, that, you know, yeah, not required by law, but, you know, it might help you one day.
Sure. Absolutely. And I shouldn't have to say this, but you know, it bears repeating, you should never drink and operate a watercraft ever.
Absolutely not. You know, obviously we understand, you know, we're out there for the safety of the people. We really are. We understand you're at the lake, you came, you know, from a long ways away. Maybe you're just local. You know, it's not uncommon for the cooler to go with the boat, but just be responsible and understand that you don't just affect yourself. You affect others, whether that's people on your vessel, people that are on other vessels, you know, whatever it may be. Like they always say too, drunk boating tends to lead to drunk driving. A lot of these people are, you know, maybe figure they can handle a boat at a certain intoxication, and then next thing you know, they're getting in the vehicle, hauling the boat on the roadway. So it doesn't need to be involved in either situation.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we saw here earlier this month the reopening of the tubes there at Tuttle Creek State Park, and I know a lot more people have been fishing down there. I'm curious just kind of how fishing is in general right now out on the waters here in Kansas.
Yeah, the Tuttle tubes opening, I'm not sure what we had more traffic for, you know, the game day coming up for college football here in a month, or these Tuttle tubes. And it was long awaited and very anticipated. So and people are reaping the benefits of that closure. Just even it itself at the Tuttle tubes, probably a few fishermen wouldn't want me speaking about it because it is good fishing, and you never give away your secret fishing spots. But let's be honest, nobody thinks that place is a secret. But it's been good. A lot of blue catfish being caught. Our blue cats in that lake have exploded. I see that as being an extremely good fishery over the next 5 to 10 years. Our biologist is continually evaluating our regulations and limits as far as what we can take to sustain those populations. But we're seeing a lot of big blue cats being caught, either at the tube or on the lake itself. August tends to kind of slow down with fishing, as we've seen with this heat, especially bank fishermen. fish tend to push a little bit deeper in the water, find some cooler water. So bank fishermen struggle a little bit more this time of the year, unless you're fishing catfish, and then a lot of that you're doing at night. So we are getting moved into September, turns into a lot of the fall bite. If the water cools down, we start to see them fish get a little more active, preparation for the winter month. And crappie specifically can be really good. I know we mentioned on the phone earlier, Pottawatomie State Lake 2, Pottawatomie State Lake 1, really good fisheries for bass, bluegill, things of that nature. If you've never tried out those places, I encourage people to go check those out. But August isn't the greatest fishing month. Obviously, there's fish to be caught, but it's kind of one of our slower months of the year. But we look for that to pick up in September.
All right, very good. Well, again, we're talking with Travis Schulte. He's Game Warden 2, canine officer over in Pottawatomie County with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And we turn the calendar again tomorrow to September 1st, and that begins hunting season. Is that right?
That's right. We do have a couple others that have occurred or been going on, you know, such as elk rifle season goes on through the month of August outside of Fort Riley. Most folks really aren't involved in that. However, we are in the area where we do see elk. But the big one is September 1, dove season starts. I'm fielding a lot of calls. People are out looking for shotgun ammunition, making sure they got their plugs in their guns. Migratory birds such as dove can't have a shotgun capable of holding more than 3 shells. So that's a common one we unfortunately bump into, folks forgetting that. But we're excited for that to start. After that, it starts off our deer seasons. September 4th starts the youth and disability season for deer in Kansas. And then after that, September 13th starts the muzzleloader and archery season. And both of those seasons muzzleloader goes through the 26th of September, and then archery goes through the full month of December. So if you're an archery hunter, your season starts September 13th and runs through the end of December. So we're going to start seeing a lot of hunters start to show up in the area and a lot of people getting outside.
All right. Well, that's always exciting, and a lot of people look forward to that. I know that there's typically some hunter education that goes on here during this time of year, but I understand there's been some adjustments to that.
Yeah, we've been getting word. We thought this was maybe going to happen, unfortunately. We obviously do a lot of hunter educations in the fall. That's when people are thinking about it. Unfortunately, we just don't get the numbers to show up in the spring, especially throughout the summer. It's just really not in anybody's mind, and we get that. But that being said, with the bulk of our classes being in the fall, we were just notified that our hunter ed classes for September were going to be canceled. So I understand that's an inconvenience to the folks that, you know, we want to get this education and get them going in their hunting careers. But unfortunately, with COVID and everything going on, that's just the way the state deemed that we need to operate for this month. That being said, I've had some folks that have called me. There are other options. We do have what's called an apprentice license, which allows somebody over the age of 15, when you're required to have a hunting license, you can't buy a hunting license until you've taken hunter ed. So somebody says, well, I'm 18 years old or 30 years old, and I want to hunt this year, and I can't take hunter ed. How can I hunt? They can buy an apprentice license twice in their lifetime. So they could buy one this year. It exempts them from needing hunter education. The only hang up to that is they do have to hunt with an adult 18 years of age or older, a licensed adult. So you do have to go with somebody else, but hey, that's not a huge deal. We like doing a lot of this stuff with other hunters, other sportsmen out there. So it is an option. The other option folks have asked is if other states offer online classes, does Kansas honor that? And we do. Obviously, yeah, we'd love you to take our class here in Kansas. We talk about a lot of Kansas specific laws, Kansas specific species that other states might not talk about. So we do feel you'd get a better experience and better education out of ours. However, we understand that if we can't provide it, other options are out there, folks might do that. So if you do take an online course out of another state, you'll just prove, your documentation of completion of the course or passing of the course, and then you can move forward. Just business as usual. So hopefully by October, we're back into classes and guys can get those going again.
All right, very good. Well, a lot of folks looking forward to hunting season here as it starts tomorrow. Is there anything else we haven't covered you want to make sure to get out to listeners this morning?
You know, just enjoy the outdoors. Be safe. You know, that's number one. You know, everything else that we're involved with is game wardens in the state of Kansas. You know, our primary goal, though, is for everybody to be safe. I said these laws, rules, regulations, they're in place to ensure tomorrow. And that means tomorrow for the person and tomorrow for the resource. So, you know, think of them that way. That's why these are out there. That's why we're out there. We're there to help protect the people and to protect the resource and ensure that everybody has an opportunity for tomorrow.
All right, very good. Well, Travis, we sure appreciate you coming on the program today, kind of last moment, and we'll look forward to possibly talking to you here down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, and everybody be safe, and you take care.
All right, thanks so much. Travis Schulte again, Game Warden 2, Canine Officer for Pottawatomie County, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from Congressman Tracy Mann up next here on News Radio KMAN.